It's time for The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health. Griffin Health, empowering people, advancing care. This week, we speak with Dr. Abe Friedman, Director of Bariatric Surgery at Griffin Hospital, about obesity.
A lot of reports have shown that there has been weight gain during the pandemic. How important is it that people get back on track?
I think it's very important, especially during the pandemic, because there's a lot of research and data recently coming out that obesity and weight gain is one of the big risk factors for COVID and coronavirus having a negative impact if you do get it. The more people can get back on track and watch what they eat and try to get back to their normal routine, I think the better off they'll be.
What can come of obesity if it doesn't get under control?
Well, obesity has been on the rise for quite some time, and it's not just obesity. It's not just the weight. Obesity is linked to a lot of other medical problems, diabetes, heart disease, also a big risk factor for cancer. I think unless obesity gets a little more under control or people start controlling it a little better, we may have a whole other slew of medical conditions coming up because of it.
This is The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health.
A lot of people will always immediately go to, okay, let me get a crash diet under my belt and we'll be all set. What is the best way to lose weight? I can't imagine crash diets are the way to go.
Crash diets are definitely not the way to go. I mean, the ideal way is to, really make it a true lifestyle change, lifestyle modification. Crash diet, you may lose the weight, but just the physiology of the disease of obesity will prevent you from actually keeping the weight off. Hunger may go up, metabolism may slow down a little bit. So most people that do crash diet tend to gain most of the weight back, and a lot of them even gain more than they had before. So crash diets may be good in the short term, but in the long term, as far as really getting the weight off and controlling obesity, it's probably one of the worst things you can do.
What about if you're somebody who doesn't like to work out necessarily? Gyms intimidate you, or just the thought of building up a sweat, that kind of scares some people. So you should still kind of exercise, but it doesn't need to be weight training per se.
Correct. I mean, people do not have to go to the gym. Like, I personally don't like going to the gym, but just getting out there, moving around, getting your heart rate up, maybe finding some hobby or activity that you like, that kind of gets you a little active, whether it's outside, walking, all those things will definitely add and help prevent any weight gain.
What are your thoughts on weight loss surgery?
I believe that weight loss surgery is really the best option for people who suffer with a disease of obesity and morbid obesity, because statistics show that diet and exercise alone in most people will not be successful in the long run, whereas surgery actually corrects some of the metabolic derangements and physiologic abnormalities that are part of the disease of obesity. Surgery actually corrects them and lets the people lose the weight and actually keep it off for good. And there's a big misconception that surgery is dangerous and it's only meant for people that are very, 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 very obese. And that's just not true. It's a safe surgery. And a lot of people that have it say, they wish they had it a long time ago before they had a lot of medical problems coming out with obesity.
This is The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health.
I would imagine, though, with a surgery like that, they probably should be talking to you guys ahead of time, have like a plan in place. It's not something that you decide on Monday, I want to get the surgery, and then it happens Tuesday. This is probably thought out, correct?
Correct. This is a surgery that probably gets one of the best workups when you compare it to any of the other surgeries out there. They see multiple physicians to make sure everything is good as far as having the surgery, having anesthesia. People see nutritionists to make sure they understand they're able to make changes to the diet. There's also a mental health component, because part of eating and overeating, there's a big mental health component to that as well. So when people come, they usually see me, they get the information about the surgeries, and then they kind of get a full workup. And then after the whole workup is completed is when we actually go ahead and proceed with the surgery.
And that's today's The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health. Thanks to Dr. Abe Friedman, Director of Bariatric Surgery at Griffin Hospital. Griffin Health, empowering people, advancing care. Join us every Monday at 4:50 p.m. to hear The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health.